Speak through our vocal cord. Oh, Father, you are worthy. You are worthy. See, the devil is a liar, see? See, we're not going to let him mess up the timing and season of God. Amen? Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord just because he's worthy. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord just because he's worthy. He's worthy. Come on, lift your hands. He's worthy. Come on, lift your hands. Begin to open up your mouth and give him praise. Come on now, give him praise. Come on now. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is. That's who he is. Come on now. The devil cannot the devil cannot stop who he is, and he can't stop you when you have understanding working in your life. Come on now. Just begin to magnify the Lord just because. Not because of what he can do. Come on now. Just because of who he is. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we activate and we apply the blood of Jesus over this atmosphere. This atmosphere is cleansed by the blood. Father, we declare and decree that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted by any satanic weapon or force. Father, we declare and decree that this word, high glory, shall fall on good ground. And Father, it shall be activated in the hundredfold, the 60-fold, and the 30-fold. Father, we declare and decree, high glory, hallelujah. Father, we declare and decree right now that this word is going through the airways using the technology of the internet, the 5G, 4G, 3G, iPhone, Android, iPads, and tablets, Father, desktops and laptops. Father, we declare and decree that the blood of Jesus covers and cleanses the technology, Lord God, that this word shall go forth unhindered and uninterrupted. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this word is forever settled in heaven. And Father, you said that in the beginning was the word. Good morning, Corey. The word was with God and the word was God. So Father, we just stake our claim to what you said. Because Father, you said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God does man live. So come on, just give him a praise. Come on, just give him a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Come on, share the broadcast. Let your people know that the word is getting ready to happen. Come on now. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. High glory. Hisha. The word. Listen, it's not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Come on now. Hey, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Come on now. Just begin to activate this word right now. Just begin to receive it even before you hear it. Glory. Hey, glory. Come on now. You are in your season and your set time. You are in a Moedim. Come on now. Glory. You are in your set time. You are in God's set time of favor for your life. Woo, my God, my God. Good morning. Glory. It's our glory. Amen. Yes, amen. My Lord, amen. Hallelujah. Come on now. Share this broadcast. Let your people know. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Come on now. Whatever medium that you're using, the website. Hallelujah. Come on. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Give him 60 seconds of praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Now we're going in. Hallelujah. Come on now. Give him 60 seconds of praise. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We magnify your name, we magnify your name. Father, we bless you. Come on now. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Come on. We bless you. Come on now. Bless the Lord. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Come on now. Woo, glory, his shout. You are going to be blessed. You are going to be exalted. You are going to, you're going to come out of debt. You are going, high glory, you are going to be healed, saved, and delivered on purpose. High glory. Oh my God. Oh my God. You're becoming, high glory, the employer and not the employee. Ooh, you're becoming the head and not the tail. You're above and not beneath. High glory. Ooh, you're blessed going out and blessed coming in on purpose. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify his name. Hallelujah. Come on and magnify his name. He's worthy of your glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We magnify your name. Oh, my God, my God. Hey, glory. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Now, listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Then it says that to those that received him, he gave them the power to become the sons of God. So let's go to the word, amen. As sons, not servants and slaves, but as sons of God, amen. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground, and we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen and amen. Now listen, all this week we've been teaching about the season that we are in. We are in preparation and in the season of the feast of the Lord. We are coming into the first fall feast of God's calendar, okay? It's called a Moad or Moadim in Hebrew. It's called a set time. We're gonna see that in the word, but it's a Moad or Moadim is a set time of God. It's an appointed time. It's an appointed time, meeting, and place that God declares in the earth. We didn't have anything to do with it. It was God's purpose, plan to come down, fellowship, and reconnect with us, high glory, in this prophetic, listen, spiritual prophetic time, okay? And the feast that we're coming into is the Feast of Passover. We're going to be celebrating it together. Amen. Let me show you this slide. We're going to be doing it on April 28th. Amen. On doing our Hour of Power, 7:30 Sunday morning, Mountain Standard Time. Okay, we're going to be doing that. We're going to be actually going through a partial Seder, which is the oral tradition of teaching about God delivering his people out of the hands of the Egyptians and establishing them as his favored nation of sons, okay? Favored nation of sons. Okay, notice how I didn't say servants, but sons, amen? Because you're a son and not a servant, okay? Oh, my God. See, someone's already messing with the message. You are a son, not a servant, okay? Okay. We got to go here just so that way. This must be from a new friend here, my Lord. Amen. Hopefully I'm saying that right. But let's go to Galatians chapter 4. So that way we can get started here. Galatians chapter 4. So that way the Bible says, with all you're getting, get understanding. Okay, Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. Okay. Galatians chapter 4, look at verse 1. Now, I say that the heir, so the first thing that you have to understand, the first distinction is that you are an heir, okay? Servants, slaves cannot be heirs of the master or the father. It must be a direct descendant of the father, okay? As long as he is a child, he differs nothing from a servant. So if there was no difference between a son and a servant, Paul would not have made this statement. But he's under tutors and governors until the time what? Appointed. Until that what? Moadim, this appointed time of the who? Father. He didn't say God. Even so, when we were children, we were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his what? Son. He didn't say his servant. So Yahshua, Jesus, didn't come to the earth as a servant. He came as a son. Woo! Made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the what? Adoption of sons. So we keep hearing this phrase, sons, over and over again. Okay, and because you are sons, present tense, the word are, okay, is a present tense verb of being. And because you are sons, God sent forth the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit of his who? Son, into your hearts, crying what? Abba, Father. This word Abba in the Greek means Father. Now, he sent forth the Spirit of his Son so we could understand and see how a son is supposed to walk and act. Wherefore, you are no more a servant, okay? Okay, so Paul is establishing this. You are no more a servant, oh my God. But a what? Son. If a son, then an heir of God. So now, this is proving what he said in verse 1. Now, I know what you're saying. Okay, well, okay. Okay, prophet. Okay, that sounds good. But what about John 10:10? John in chapter 10, okay? I just want to make this very plain and clear so that way you'll have an understanding, okay? The Bible says, with all your getting. See, I wasn't even planning on going here. Oh, my God, my God. Here we go. Let me see. Okay. Let's just bring it home, and then we can get back to this Moedim that we're in this set time. Okay, John chapter 10, and we're going to start at about verse 30, just so we can bring it home and get on with the teaching. I got 12 minutes. Come on, pray for me. I got to get it done in 12 minutes. Amen. John 10, verse 30. Me and my Father are one. And then the Jews took up stones to stone him. And Jesus answered them. Okay, and let me say it again. Jesus answered them. Can I say it again? Jesus answered them. He answered their action. Many good works have I shown you from my what? Father. He didn't say God. For which of these works do you stone me? And the Jews answered him, saying, for a good work we don't stone you, but for what? Blasphemy. And because you being a man maketh thyself God. And Jesus answered them, and he quoted Psalms 82. Is it not written in your law that I said you are gods? Psalms 82 verse 6. And if he called them gods unto whom the word of God came, the scripture cannot be broken. So if you are gods, that means you are a little Elohim. You are a child of the Most High. Oh, come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, let me know that you're with me. Come on, type, I receive it. It is so. You are the sons of God. And the Father says that I have come down personally to establish you and activate you in this time and season of favor. Okay, come on now. Psalms 102. We're going to go a couple of places. Ah, glory. I got to speed this up, but I wanted to get this established in you that you are you're not walking around like a servant slave. You are a son of God. Amen and amen. Amen. So we're going to go to three places. Psalms 102, then Exodus chapter 3, then Exodus chapter 12. Good morning, Doug and Donna. Donna and Doug. Oh my God. Amen. Listen. You are sons of God, and the Father is saying, I am, and I'm going to show you, he has personally come to activate this season and time of favor in your life. Here we go. Psalms 102. Look at verse 12 and 13. But you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. For Zion represents the body of Christ. It represents us, okay? You shall arise. The word arise in the Hebrew means come on the scene. So the Father has come on the scene personally to have mercy. Now listen, this is for all you who the enemy tries to overwhelm you with guilt and condemnation. Paul said that there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Understand this. You have nothing to be guilty about. You have nothing to feel condemned about. The Holy Spirit's job is to activate the truth in you. And when he activates the truth in you, if it causes any conviction where you say, Lord, I need to repent from that action, from that saying, from what I did, so I can always walk in good standing, in good relationship, in your righteousness, which is the activation of your feelings, emotions, and actions that are acceptable to the Lord, okay? Verse 13, Psalms 102, verse 13, pay attention. You shall arise, come on the scene, and have mercy upon Zion. Good morning, Quinteros. For the time, here we go, to favor her. The time to what? Favor her. This word favor, okay? The set time is the Moad or Moadim. But the word favor means his divine presence and influence upon your life. For the time to put his presence and influence on your life, yes, the set time, the appointed time is present tense come. So listen, I have come to activate, prophesy, declare, and establish in your life from the Father that if you'll pay attention and listen to his instructions and come into his presence. And now listen, when you come into his presence, you can't come empty-handed. Okay, we're going to find that out too now. But when you come into his presence during this time and you're sowing seed, this is why you need to be sowing seed during this time. Why? Because the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. This is the time when God is activating this whole season in your life. Oh, my God. Woo! Oh, my God. Okay, okay. Okay, you don't believe me. Let's go here. Exodus chapter 3. Woo, come on now. Someone type, it is so. Just agree with the word. Come on now. It is so. Hey, broka isha taraba. Hallelujah. Come on now. It is so. Ha, glory. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on, get it, get it, get it. Okay, Exodus chapter 3. Here we go. Verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in the flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight and why the bush is not burnt. Okay. Now, the Father did something to get Moses' attention. For the last 40 years, he's been going up that mountainside taking care of his father-in-law Jethro's sheep for 40 years. Jethro was a priest of Midian, okay? So not only did Moses learn the ways of the Egyptians, the Father was teaching him how to be a shepherd by practicing with Jethro's sheep. Oh, come on now. He was teaching him how to become a pastor and take care of people while practicing on Jethro's sheep. Oh, come on, somebody. Someone type, oh, glory, I'm a sheep. Come on now. No, don't say I'm a sheep. Type, I'm a son. It is so. Come on now. Woo, here we go. And the Lord saw that he turned to see, and God called unto him out of the midst of the bush. So it went from an angel to God, Elohim, speaking to him personally, okay? Moses, Moses, and he said, here I am. And he said, don't come near, take off the shoes off your feet, because the place where you stand is, present tense, holy ground. This is how we know it went from an angel to Father God himself, because as soon as his feet touched the mountain, the whole mountain became holy. Someone type, he is holy. It is so. Come on now. Woo, my God. Now listen, I'm just reading the word. So it's the word that's speaking to you and your heart right now. Woo, my God. Come on now, when you begin to understand that you are in his set time, it's no coincidence, my Lord, that you are here this morning. The Father wanted to tell you, no matter what it seemed like, everything that you went through was only circumstantial and temporary. The Father said, what I'm going to do with you now, because you're hearing this word and you're going to sow a seed into this word, he is turning around to your favor, and his presence and influence is going to change everything around you. Come on, my Lord. Type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God. Verse 7.
well, verse 6. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Isaac. I'm sorry, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And Moses hid his face. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry by the reason of their taskmaster, and I know their sorrows. Now here we go. And I am come down. Oh, come on now. I am come down personally to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them out of the land to a good land, a large land, to a land that flows with milk and honey. Woo! So now the Father is saying, I've heard them. And I have come down to take care of it personally. He didn't, this is not Jesus on the scene. This is the Father, okay? Because here's what you got to understand. It was not Jesus's time to be on the earth. His time would come when he comes through the birth canal of Mary. Oh, come on now. And the first thing Mary received was favor. Because Gabriel said, you are favored high above all the other women in the, oh, come on now. The favor, it's your time of favor. I'm trying to get this thing to somebody. It's your time and season of favor. Things are just going to begin to happen in your life. People are going to do for you when they didn't do for you before. Oh, come on now. This is why you got to hear my sheep, hear my voice. First, chapter 12, real quick, and then we're going to have to get out of here. Okay, so now here's what you got to understand. Oh, my God, my God. You are in this time and season of favor, this favor of God. Why? It's a moadim. It's a set time. It's a set time for you to be able to receive in this season. Now, I'm going to say this. When you hear from the rest of this point on, I know that the Lord has already touched your heart. Okay, sow the seed. The Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. You can use the website, www.restoringministriesint.org, or the Zelle, and go from your account into the ministry account using our Gmail, restoredmintl@gmail.com. But I want all those that can to sow into the hand of the prophet, $ Prophet M.D. Bryant, because the favor of God, when you sow straight into the hand of the prophet, now the prophet can declare and establish the blessing to rest and remain in your house, okay? So here we go. Exodus chapter 12, okay? Here we go. Check it out. Look at verse 1. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month, now, how glory shall be the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. It shall be unto you the beginning of months. Okay, God set time. God is establishing. I've already dedicated this time that you shall begin to mark the time to you. Pay attention to the time. Oh, I wish I had somebody with me. He says to everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose. God's purpose dictates the time and season. Okay. Woo, my God, my God. So now, for time's sake, he says in verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will destroy, will smite the firstborn in the land, both man and beast. And against the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood, okay, he said, take the sheep, bring it into the house. Sacrifice it on this night, but save the blood. Then he said, put the blood on your doorpost and on the top post in your house, and the blood shall be a token for you upon your houses. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Here's where the feast of Passover begins. He says, when I see the blood, this is a foreshadowing of Christ shedding his blood on the cross, because Christ became the lamb that was slain. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And it shall be a token upon your houses. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not destroy you. Verse 14, and this day shall be a memorial, and you shall keep it what? A feast, a celebration to who? The Lord. Now, this proves it's not a Jewish thing. It's a God commandment thing. It shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast throughout your generations, and you shall keep it a feast by ordinance forever. Woo, my God, forever. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it, it is so. Come on, type it right now. I got 2 minutes. Listen, you got to get this seed into the ground. See, when you understand right now that the time of favor, this Moedim is a time for God to establish you in his favor, to do a restoring and refreshing. He's restoring the favor of God in your life, and you must activate it by sowing the seed. Why? Because they sacrificed a lamb, and they, oh, come on now. Woo, they brought a seed. They brought an offering. Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Look. Use the website. Use the website. Use my Cash App. And listen, I promise you. Woo, my God. That if you will do what the word says, this will be a whole new season of favor in your life. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Father, I thank you that as your sons and daughters sow seed right now, you said, Father, while the earth remains, it shall not cease. Father, you said that when they sow directly into the hand of the prophet, that I can declare and establish the blessing of the Lord to rest in their house. So, Father, I declare and decree that the blessing of the Lord, it makes them rich and you add no sorrow. Father, the blessing and the richness of God is not just finances. It's spirit, soul, body, and financial. Father, they're going to get healing in their body. They're going to get peace in their mind. They're going to get new jobs for those who are jobless. Father, they're going to go from the employee to the employer and activate businesses that will prosper and make many jobs for others in need. Father, you're going to cause them to activate ministries that you've had housed in their bellies. Father, you said, ha, glory. Woo, that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Father, I declare the favor of the Lord that as they sow seed. Now listen, sow your seed. Listen, you can use the New Beginning seed, okay? The New Beginning seed. Amen. I'm just typing it in. It's 8888 or 18888. Come on now. Hey, glory, his shot. Woo! And then you dedicate it for your season of favor. You can also use the 2024 seed, which is $224 or $2,024. Now listen. Some of you have been holding back and have been holding on to the 2024. And the Lord said, I've been trying to take care of your need, but based on where you are, the Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. When you sow the 2024 seed, listen, millionaire status. Now, not just financial, spirit, soul, and body, because you're going to become the root of the blessing for your family, for those who are ready to go to another level. So the New Beginning seed or the 2024 seed, the 224 or the 2024. Listen, get it done. Father, I thank you. Father, as they sow their seed, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Father, as they sow the 2024 seed, Father, I declare debt cancellation, debt freedom, no more debt. Father, and you're going to cause, listen, the recompense and the reward to be returned back unto them 100-fold, 60-fold, 30-fold. Father, I declare the blessing of the Lord upon their life, that it rest and remain in their house. Father, those that sow directly into my Cash App, I declare the blessing of the Lord. Woo, my God, empowered to prosper and be successful, empowered in their spirit, empowered in their soul, empowered in their body, and in their finances. Father, they'll be able to, high glory, will be a blessing to their children and their children's children. Listen, once you sow your seed, type, it's done, it is so. Come on now, do it right now. Father, I thank you. Now listen, please don't miss Sunday morning, the hour of power with me, Prophet Tanya and I. Listen, we're going deeper into this set time of the Lord. Don't miss this opportunity of God in your life. God's trying to get it to you, but you must be where he is. He says, there no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. In Jesus' name, be blessed. I'll see you Sunday morning.